I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Portland songwriter Ashley Flynn returns to her former home of Eugene for a house concert this evening with Virginia Cohen, as well as performing in Bend at McManaman's on Wednesday, July 2nd, and at Planktown in Springfield on Thursday, July 3rd, with her band, The Back Porch Majority. Her most recent CD is called A Million Stars, produced by Chris Funk from The Decemberists. The album's songs primarily involve female Wild West characters. She joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome back to Eugene, Ashley.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, why don't you take us back to the Wild West musically?
I will. I'm actually going to take you to Kentucky, which is where I grew up. This is a tune called Dirty Hands and Dirty Feet. Goodbye, Tennessee. I'm going home, back north to be. We got a share of bluegrass and mares are running faster than you've seen. Went down yonder and was your hollow, cold as far as the eye can see. Down yonder in Missouri Hollow, dirty hands and dirty feet, dirty hands and dirty feet, dirty hands and dirty feet. My mama, she was a beauty, come from the blood of the Cherokee. My daddy, he was a miner who died of black lung at 33. Went out yonder in Missouri Hollow, cold as far as the eye can see. Down yonder in Missouri Hollow, dirty hands and dirty feet, dirty hands and dirty feet, dirty hands and dirty feet. Back in dirty 31, from bloody Harlan she did sing. Come on, good miners, to your union, let the bells of freedom ring, let the bells of freedom ring. We got finest whiskey, our corn grows sweeter, it seems to me. I'm gonna drink my favorite bourbon and let the Cumberland wash over me. Down yonder in Missouri Hollow, cold as far as the eye can see. Down yonder in Missouri Hollow, dirty hands and dirty feet, 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 dirty hands and dirty feet.
Dirty Ashley Flynn live in the KLCC studios with Dirty Hands and Dirty Feet from her recent release, A Million Stars. She will be live at 755 River Road in Eugene tonight at 8 p.m. along with Virginia Cohen. Ashley Flynn and the band, The Back Porch Majority, will be at McMenamin's in Bend on July 2nd and at Planktown in Springfield on July 3rd. Well, the Wild West had origins back in places like Kentucky and Tennessee, didn't it?
It sure did.
In a certain sense. And you came out to the Wild West as well, a little bit later, perhaps, than some of the other female pioneers. What inspired you to create an album of songs based on female Wild West characters?
I found a painting that my niece had painted. It was a watercolor. It was really adorable, and of a Palomino pony and a little cowgirl on the pony, and it was this like desert scene, and I wondered, you know, where'd you get this idea? And it was sort of tossed numbly on the floor of her garage, and I asked her if I could have it, and she was like, oh yeah, sure. And I just asked her, you know, what inspired you to paint this? And she's like, I don't know. And so I got inspired to try and find out who was that person in that painting, like what, because it's sort of, I had some sort of response to it, like, I know that person, and that person hasn't been talked about enough.
So where did you find, when you went looking to find the characters and stories of the women in the Wild West, where did you go to discover their stories?
Well, I'll tell you, some of the best spots were when I was traveling and I'd show up at a truck stop and there would be like, you know, depending on where we were, I was in Colorado, out on I-70, and we were at this truck stop, and there was a book that had been written by some old timer there that was stories of all different folks who had lived up in the Rockies. One of them was a woman. And I was inspired, but I didn't exactly write about that person, but they were, you know, stories that you find just in these little obscure books. And I went, you know, on the web. I had heard about some Catalanian little bitches. I dug through everything I could find, and there really wasn't that much. There's some stuff on the web. There's some stuff written. Microfiche.
One of those previous cutting-edge technologies.
Yes.
Yes. One suspects that for every story that has been told and preserved, there are 10 others at least that have not been.
Exactly.
Were there any particularly favorite characters that you came across?
I loved Catalani and Little Britches because they reminded me, you know, I would have not fit in very well as a pioneer's wife, or a preacher's wife, or even like a madam at a brothel. Like none of those stereotypes really worked for me. And those two, they wanted to be part of the action. They wanted to ride their horses and shoot their guns and steal the whiskey. And they didn't want to kill anybody, which I could totally identify with.
Still a good goal.
Yeah. But they wanted to be part of the action, and they figured out to be part of the action, they had to dress up like guys, like cowboys. They were total tomboys. And they ended up being really successful, got their own whiskey thieving trade, made their own money, and I just thought that was cool.
And the West is still a wild place in some regards.
Yes.
And here we are.
Indeed.
Ashley Flynn live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at 755 River Road with Virginia Cohen in Eugene at 8 p.m., live at McMenamin's in Bend on July 2nd, and at Planktown in Springfield on July 3rd. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
I'm going to sing the song about Catalanian Little Bitches, which is the title cut of the record. It's called A Million Stars. Stars in the western sky. It feels we've traveled as many a mile. Anna Emmeline Dulay met Little Britches on the range. Oklahoma, late 19th century. They met up with a band of thieves They donned their socks and cooked their meat while tracking low men for Billy Wilde. On chaps and 45s on their horses set upright, both of them crack shots and both of them wild. And now they supply territory, a holly and booze a train. Put your boots on Emmeline. Worn our welcome like the soles of your feet. It's getting dark, too dark to see. No moon outside, just a million stars. Lock our Jenny and Pawnee on the marshal's horse she'd flee, and the press called Marshal Tillman a joke. Marshal vowed his revenge. He pursued Jenny to no end, and he shot her horse down as she rode. Put your boots on Emmeline. Worn our welcome like the soles of your feet. It's getting dark, too dark to see. No moon outside, just a million stars. Saddle up now, Emmeline. Worn our welcome like the soles of your feet. It's getting dark, too dark to see. No moon outside, just a million stars. Million stars, and just a million stars, and just a million stars, 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 a million stars.
Ashley Flynn live in the KLCC studios with the title track to A Million Stars, live at 755 River Road in Eugene tonight at 8, McMenamins July 2nd in Bend, and Planktown in Springfield July 3rd. Well, Ashley, you went into the studio with Chris Funk from the Decemberists to make A Million Stars, an old friend of yours. You knew him all the way back in Eugene when you were here a long time ago, right?
Yeah, and it was funny. Is Cafe Paradiso still here?
No.
Oh, okay, so that was where I got my big break. I played an open mic there, and I was really, like, doing songwriting for therapy. I had just, a friend of mine had died, and I was living in Eugene by myself. So I got this Thursday night gig at Cafe Paradiso, and Funk had just moved here, and he just showed up because he was, like, scavenging Eugene for all of the scene, like, trying to find out where he was going to, like, make his next major move. And we became fast friends, and he joined me on that Thursday night gig, and then we became a band. And he really is in part responsible for me, any success that I've had, you know, because he always inspired me to write and make records. And so, and he said, Flynn, we should make a record. And I was like, Okay.
And there you are with a million stars with not only Chris Funk, but Jenny Connelly and some other fine people on there. Todd Snyder.
Yep.
A lot of great musicians on A Million Stars.
Yeah, yeah. I feel really lucky.
Well, let's dive into one more song while time allows us that. What do you feel like giving us as a third song here?
I think I want to do a song called Runnin', which I wrote as a dedication to one of my biggest influences and an idol. And I won't mention any names because the song is sort of about a person falling into alcoholism and hoping that they will find their way out, but you don't exactly. The jury's still out. This is called Runnin'. Well, I've been running for years too long. All night running, couldn't tell you what from. Hold me up, hold me up for a better view. Hold me up, I'll take a good look at you and all you've done. Walk the line, I'm just searching for the limit. I watch for signs that won't come unless you're willing. Take a good look at you and all you've done. Myself got high up in this dream. It's a long way to the ground. World rose out in blue and green. I ain't never coming down. Keep the back porch light on like you do. From here to there I'll shoot the moon. I swear to God I'm coming through. I hear my mama calling. I hear my mama calling. My time and these bruised wrenched bones. Bide my time, come to carry me home. Take a good look at you and all you've done.
Ashley Flynn live in the KLCC studios with Runnin' from A Million Stars. She is live tonight at 755 River Road in Eugene, along with Virginia Cohen, and then live also at McMenamins in Bend July 2nd, and then live again at Planktown in Springfield July 3rd. For more information on Ashley Flynn, ashleyflynn.com, or on Reverb Nation and Facebook, thank you so much for coming in today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.